Clyde Pilkington here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Do you realize how blessed you are? Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." You are so blessed. God has blessed you in more ways than you could even comprehend. Indeed, in the spiritual realm, He has already fully blessed you beyond measure with all spiritual blessings. In this sphere, you could not possibly be more blessed. This is not to say that you don't have any physical earthly blessings, for surely they are as abundant as well, for He gives us richly all things to enjoy, 1 Timothy 6:17. But Paul teaches us that our real sphere of blessing is in the spiritual realm, in the heavenly places. God blessed Israel with physical blessings as they were His earthly people. This is not to say that they didn't have any spiritual blessings, for surely they did. But God's emphasis with Israel was upon their physical blessings. For you and I, we're a part of God's heavenly people, and He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Paul records these spiritual blessings right here in this same letter that he wrote to the Ephesians. And they are intended to make us spiritually minded, as he says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 6. That you have been separated to this celestial sphere can be easily seen by looking at the Ephesian collage of the phrase heavenly places, a phrase Paul uses 5 times. Listen as I read some of Ephesians that has this glorious phrase. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, and has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, to the intent that now in the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. For we rest not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places." Wow, Ephesians is a book about the celestials, about the heavenly places. Our spiritual blessings are directly associated with these heavenly places. This is where we have our position, our standing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're seated together with Christ in the celestials. Our citizenship is there, according to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. The heavenly places are the seat of our divine favor with God. How fitting, then, that it is from the heavenly places that Father supplies us with all our spiritual needs. All of what we possess from God that is real and lasting is located there. All else is but an elusive shadow. Little wonder Paul says in Colossians chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." You are so blessed. Circumstances in my life may not always be what we want them to be. Oh, but keep your eyes, keep your attention in those heavenly places where He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Clark Byron singing for us, "Every Blessing."
Pain and despair were my closest companions, the Though I love the Lord, I did not feel Him near. I trembled and I wept, seemed like tears cut canyons in my face. And I prayed for some kind of blessing to appear. And then He showed me He has given every blessing that there is. Before He made the world, He made us His. Through His love we have the victory. Through the death of His Son, we're set free. Sometimes in my life, I only see hard times. Somehow I forget the things He's done for me. And somehow I forget that circumstances have no place over me. And can change when I remember that I'm free. 'Cause then He shows me He has given every blessing that there is. Before He made the world, He made us His. Through His love we have the victory. Through the death of His Son, we're set free. Through the death of His Son, we're set free.